2. Learn of me. What did you learn about Jesus Christ as you listened to the speakers at General Conference? Think about what they taught about the Savior. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Acts 10:43. Prophets testify and teach about the Savior. President Russell M. Nelson said, "In this, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we worship him who commenced his infinite atonement in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was willing to suffer for the sins and weaknesses of each of us, which suffering caused him to bleed at every pore. He was crucified on Calvary's cross and rose the third day as the first resurrected being of our Heavenly Father's children. I love him and testify that he lives. It is he who leads and guides his church. Without our Redeemer's infinite atonement, not one of us would have hope of ever returning to our Heavenly Father. Without his resurrection, death would be the end. Our Savior's atonement made eternal life a possibility and immortality a reality for all." Elder Ulysses Suarez of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "I solemnly testify that Jesus Christ is risen. He lives, and he directs his church on earth through his prophets, seers, and revelators. I testify that he is the Savior and Redeemer of the world, and that through him we can be saved and exalted in the presence of our dear God. I love him. I adore him. I want to follow him and do his will and become more like him." Elder Taylor G. Godoy of the 70 said, "What is the value of even a beloved gold bracelet compared to the sacrifice of the very Son of God? How can we honor that infinite sacrifice? If we will offer to the Lord the sacrifice of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, immediately the blessings of the great plan of happiness are manifest in our lives." A few talks about the Savior. President Russell M. Nelson, Revelation for the Church, Revelation for Our Lives. President Henry B. Eyring, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, His Spirit to be with you. President M. Russell Ballard, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Precious Gifts from God. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Behold the Man. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Meek and Lowly of Heart. Elder Larry J. Echo Hawk of the 70, Even as Christ forgives you, so also do ye.
Relief and peace. Starting high school this year was difficult and stressful. But when I turned to General Conference, I was blessed with relief and peace. I know the Lord answers our prayers and comforts us because he loves us. God sent his only begotten Son because of his pure love for his children. Jesus Christ paid the price for all of our sins. It's amazing to think of the sacrifices he made, and even more amazing to hear the song, He is Risen. I know Jesus Christ suffered and died for me, and I know he lives and loves me. Anna A., 15, Mississippi, USA. My hobbies. I love drawing, singing, I'm in a show choir, taking pictures, and hanging out with my friends.
President Russell M. Nelson said, "Our Savior's atonement made eternal life a possibility and immortality a reality for all."
Pure love. The gospel of Jesus Christ is about pure love. Because of pure love, our Heavenly Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to save us all. Through pure love, Jesus Christ made the atonement possible. And because of his pure love for us, he paid for sins he hadn't committed. I learned that the only way we can be disciples of Christ is through pure love. I know that I am a daughter of God, that he loves me, and I love him. Michelle G., 18, Guatemala City, Guatemala. My hobbies. I love reading, scrapbooking, playing sports, taking pictures, drawing, painting, traveling, cooking, and watching the stars.